In cybersecurity, speed isn't just an advantage, it's survival. SOC Radar is your early warning system against hackers. SOC Radar continuously monitors the external threat landscape, so cyber threats hit your radar before they hit your business. But it doesn't stop there. SOC Radar empowers your company with proactive exposure management, actionable insights that help you stay ahead of cyber criminals and minimize business impact. And with SOC Radar's holistic exposure management, you get complete visibility, attack surface monitoring, dark web monitoring, threat intelligence, and brand protection are all unified in one powerful platform. SOC Radar isn't just another tool. It's your frontline defense in a world where threats never sleep. Start your free trial at socradar.io/podcast. That's socradar.io/podcast. Don't wait.
All right, y'all. So should you pay off your mortgage or should you reinvest that money? All right, welcome back to the channel, man. Rants and Gems, we are back again. Make sure you like, comment, share, subscribe, hit the bell for notifications. I'm going live as often as I feel the need to go live, man. So welcome back. Welcome back. I've been getting a lot of comments and DMs over the last couple of days about this topic. A lot of people doing refinances. They want to pay off the mortgage. You know, they want to do various different things. And, you know, so I said to myself, self, you got a few moments here. Why not just go ahead and do some content on this, show some numbers. But first of all, before we get started, if you're new here, if this is your first time here, type first time in chat, please. Type first time in chat. And where you from too, man? Let me know where you're from. What city, state? Where are you from? All right. I wanna know where you guys at. All right. So type first time in chat. Let me get this over to Instagram too while we're talking about this too, man. Let me show some love to my IG people while we on here. All right. Just let me set this up real quick. But type where you from. This is gonna be a good one. Take some notes and, you know, let's get busy. All right. So should you pay off the mortgage? Should you reinvest? What should you do? Now, I've been very transparent on the show. As I told many of you, I am 47 years old, going into my 50s soon. And me personally, I am thinking about paying off my mortgage. Thank God I am in a position to kind of do both, aggressively pay off my mortgage, but also invest into the market. If you can do both, then it's great, right? Why not? And I'm talking primary residences only. I'm not talking investment properties with this conversation. I'm not talking investment properties. I'm only talking primary residence. I don't know why my Instagram is not connecting for whatever reason right now. I'm trying to give them some love too, but whatever. So for me, it works, right? But for a lot of you, you might not be in that situation to where you can do both. You might only be in a situation to where you can only do one or the other, right? You can only do one or the other. So I want to break down some numbers for you guys so that way you have, you know, facts and some numbers to kind of run with, all right? Let me save this. Let me see something here. I'm just trying to get this right. Too bad, Instagram. Let me remove Instagram from the stream because for some reason it's not coming up for Instagram. I'm going to try it one more time, y'all. And then other than that, we're going to get busy. Get your pen and pad, right? We're going to get busy because if this Instagram thing ain't coming on, then we got to move on. All right, so I'm going to try one more time and see what happens, okay? All right. So, yes, we are back. Shout out to Byron 23. We are back. We are back. I told you, I'm out here just putting out the information. Let me know if you guys like the new background that you see right now. We were still tweaking with some things, too. And that's another reason why I went live tonight, because I just wanted to tweak this background and kind of see how it looks. So type in the chat if you like the background. I'm trying to make my setup a little bit more professional out here and a little bit more sexy, too, at the same time. So let's run some numbers, right? Should you pay off or should you reinvest? Now, I think I want to go with some, let's do some reinvestment strategies here. Let's do if you have a 30-year mortgage, if you're buying a house right now, right? You're buying a house right now, you're taking out a $600,000 mortgage. Let's just use that as an example. You're doing a $600,000 mortgage. You're going conventional. You got a 6.25. And most people just want to, you know, for the most part, hey, I want to beat the interest and everything that I'm going to pay, which I get 100%, right? But let's say if you wanted to pay your mortgage off, you know, they say if you make one extra mortgage payment in a year, then you will pay off your mortgage in like 22 and a half years, right? So let's bring this. Let me share my screen with you guys because I just had to set this up real quick. But let's share the screen real quick so you guys can see what I'm looking at. Let's do the presentation here. All right, let me know in chat if you can see my screen. What the hell? Let me share my screen again. Okay. Let me know in chat if you can see my screen. Let me know in chat if you can see my screen. Type screen in chat. So if you are looking at a $600,000 loan amount today, right, with a 6.25 interest rate, you're looking at, this can't be right. Something's off here. This says a $9,000 payment. Hold on, guys. Let me redo this. Something's wrong here. Hold on. There's no way a $600,000 loan at a 6.25 interest rate, 360 term is $9,000 a month. That don't make no sense. Hold on. Something's off. 6.25, 360 term, fixed. Okay. Let's redo that because that don't make no sense. That was wrong. Okay, let's go to preview. Let me refresh that. Still not bringing up the wrong payment, the right payment. All right, something's off here. I got to figure out the payment should be on your 30-year mortgage, it should be $36.97, but for some reason, that's not translating over to this. The payment should be 30. Oh, you know what? You know what? I know what it is. I was doing something for somebody else. Hold on. I got it. I just figured it out. My investment strategy. I just got it. I'm like, why is my damn payment? I was breaking down some numbers for one of my mentees. Okay, now the payment should be right. I just thought about that. Yep, $36.94 would be the payment. Okay, $36.94 would be your payment. Now, they say if you pay one extra payment a year, you could pay your mortgage off much faster, right? No, 360 is 360 months. 360 is 360 months, not six years. But if you have a $600,000 mortgage, you got a $3,600 payment, basically a $3,700 principal and interest payment. This is not including which if you got PMI. This is not including if you have your taxes, your insurance. I'm just giving you numbers here today based off of principal and interest only, right? Principal and interest only. Nothing more, nothing less. Everything else you got to add to it, right? So if you were to do one extra payment a year, right? So, or if you were to do, that was what, 3690. If you do 3694, right? If you do 3694, you divide that by 12, that's $307 a month. So if you made an extra $307 a month on your payment, you would pay off the mortgage in 24. And I'm going to put it right here for you guys. So if you made a $307 a month principal reduction. Now, if you're making any principal reduction payments, you have to make sure you apply to principal balance only. Okay. You apply to principal balance only. So if you take that money, you would pay off that mortgage, your current mortgage, in 24 and a half years. Everybody type 24 and a half years in chat, or 24 in chat. Type 24 in chat. Okay? So if you was to make this payment, if you made an extra payment of $307 a month on a $600,000 mortgage, you take your principal and interest payment, you divide that by 12, and you put that in to principal balance only. Now, what does that do for you? What does that do for you? That's not the 50 year versus the 30 year. Okay, what does that do for you? Let me re-tee this up because something's off here. Hold on. Let me re-tee this up. So if we do total interest, okay. The 30 year, why is this thing is not like giving me all my options that I want? Preview. Let me do this. Okay. Because it's not comparing to nothing. Okay. I get it. Okay. So if you was to do that, again, you'll pay off in 24 and a half years. So now let's adjust this. Let's adjust this. If you were not to pay off this, that $307. What if you took that same $307 a month and you put that same $307 into a brokerage account and you invested that money, get a 10% annualized return, $307 a month? What does that look like? All right. So now, if we're breaking it down that way, let me share my screen again so you guys can see. So now, if you're looking at it that way, if you reinvested that money that same $307 a month into an investment account, get a 10% annualized return, and you make monthly payments into that account. In 12 years, you would have $85,000 accumulated. You will have $85,000 accumulated. But let's do this. That's in 12 years. That's in 12 years. That's not even 24 years, because remember, you will have a lot more if you did that 307 in 24 years. So let's do that, right? Let me bring up that number. Let me adjust this. Let's adjust this to 24 years. To that long-term analysis, because if you're looking to pay off your mortgage in that 24 and a half years, we're just making that extra payment. You cut in 6.5 years worth of interest, but you still would have to make that same 307 payment for 24 years. Okay. Now, if you did the same 304 payment for 24 years, look how much money you would have over that 24-year time frame. $368,586. If for 24 years you put $307 into a 10% return in your brokerage account, S&P 500 over the last 50 years has been 10%. What's the better play here? Is it to pay off your mortgage faster? If you can do both. But if you can't do both, which one should you choose? Right? Which one should you choose? Now, Trevon Finney, hope I pronounced your name right. If I didn't, my bad. You said ChatGPT told me $800 a month will have me paid off in 10 years, saving about $450,000 or so. You think that's better to do or invest? Let's run your numbers right now, right? Tell me your numbers, right? Is this how long have you had this house? What's your current loan amount? What did it start off as? What's the interest rate? What's the principal and interest payment? Like, I would need some details, and I can tell you what the numbers will tell me right now, right? If you paid an extra $800 a month, right? It said you'll have you paid off in 10 years, right? I don't even need to do all of that. Let's do this, right? Let's do this. I'm going to do it like this. Let me see if I can freak it like this for you. You say you'll save $450,000 in the next 10 years in interest if you did $800 a month. What if you did, and that's 10 years, right? So let me put my long-term analysis to 10 years, and let me adjust my reinvesting to your particular scenario, Trevon. You said house 6 months. What? House 6 months. House was 450, now 376. Left, want to pay it in 10 years. Okay. So if you did $800 a month, you kind of was mumbling here. I don't know. House 6 months. House was 450. I don't know what that means. Tell me, Trevon, what was your starting loan amount? And it sounds like you purchased it 6 months ago. Don't tell me the sales price. I want to know what was the sales price? What was your starting loan amount? What's your interest rate currently? And what's your principal and interest payment on that loan? But I'm going to continue doing my reinvestment strategy here. So I need to see more information. So if you did $800 a month at 10%, this is giving me $166,000 liquid. So I really want to get all of your numbers so we can really plug this in, Trayvon, to really get some math. The path needs the math. Okay. I've been making two extra payments a month. $700 a month. It was $376, loan 6.8. Is that $3,550? Is that your principal and interest payment? Don't include PMI, taxes, and insurance. I just want to know what the principal and interest payment. And you say you've been making two extra $700 payments a month. So that's about $1,400. You're paying biweekly then of around $1,400 extra a month towards your principal balance. Correct? Because that kind of changes the game. Matter of fact, bro, enough of this already. Let me do this. This is going to be much easier. I'm putting a link in for the show. Join the show. The link is in the comments. The link is in the show. Okay, so you said, so that's your principal and interest payment. It might be much easier to talk. You can click that link right there that I just put in the chat. That way I can really ask the questions and we can really run his numbers. I'm going to give you a coaching call right now. So I've been making two extra payments. So it looks like $1,400 a month. It was $376 loan at 6.8. Did it start off at $376? What was your starting point? There we go. My brother.
Oh, my brother, that's dope.
My brother came to the stage. I love it. I love it. That's what the hell I'm talking about.
Sorry, man. I got the loan right here. I was asking, trying to see how that, if the question made sense.
Nah, bro. Look, first of all, first and foremost, welcome to the show. I appreciate you. I appreciate you coming on the show. Let me stop sharing the screen so that way we can get this right right now. Let me do it like this. Yeah, this is better. So, all right. So let's run the numbers. I want you to tell me the math. I'm going to start from the beginning. So that way we can run this accurately, right?
Okay.
So what was your purchase price?
$450. But you said the loan was for like three. It's down to $376 now.
What was your original? How much did you put down when you purchased the house, when you closed?
70 so. I think it got down to like 390.
70,000, so that's like 50, so that's 15%, like
15%, I think, 15. Yep.
So you did 15% of 450?
Yep. Yeah.
So let's see, 450 times 15%, so that's 67.5. So yeah, 67.5 take away 450. So we're looking at 382,500. 382,500. And what's your interest rate?
Interest rate 7% actually, 7 flat.
7%. Okay, so let me see, 450. Hold on, let me just put these numbers in. Hold on. So 450, property value to 450. Your current principal and interest payment, I think you said in the chat, was what, 35?
35.54.
And that's principal and interest only?
Yep, that's it. Principal and interest only.
Principal and interest only. Let's just see. Let me just go through my assumptions real quick. 450. Okay. Property value. And you currently owe, how much you owe right now?
376.
So 376,100. Okay. Do you remember what was your first date? When you made your first payment?
April. It would have been April 1st or so. I got it in March. March 30th. So it would have been
March. So you closed in March. So it probably would have been May.
May, yep.
So May of 2025 is when you had your first payment. So we're going to put May 1st, 2025, original loan amount $382,500. Your interest rate is a 7% and you have a 30-year mortgage, correct?
Yep.
So let me... But you've been making extra payments. It looks like you just started making these extra payments because you say you owe $376 right now, right?
Yep. So I just started trying to set up the extra $700 because that's what ChatGPT said should halfway paid off almost in 10 years. Like I said, which ended up, I think the total over 30 years would have been like $900,000. Mm-hmm. And it says it ended up saving me that much, like 400 something thousand.
So $376,000 is your current balance. Okay, you have a fixed rate. Okay, let's do some math. I'm not going to put any, because I want to just compare apples to apples, right? Principal interest, the principal interest, interest savings, the whole nine yards. I don't want to do any escrow or none of that stuff right now. Let's see. So, okay. So you have that. So your loan amount. So 376, and you have a 7% interest rate. Now, okay, let me put that in here. All right, let me go straight to my analysis. And ChatGPT said if you paid $700 biweekly.
So $1,400 a month, almost half your payment.
So if you paid $1,400 to principal balance only.
Only, yep.
Okay. So let's see what that looks like, right?
Yeah, that was my biggest question. Is it worth doing that or is it worth trying to put into, you know, Meta or Tesla or something else, NVIDIA over that much term?
So let's look at it right now, right? Based off of your current, the current assumptions, based off the current, so, well, I'm getting a number that your principal interest is $2,500, but you're saying your principal interest is $3,500?
Oh, it says principal interest and then escrow. So total payments, $3,500.
Oh, no. So separate out the
okay, escrow. If you take off escrow, it would be $1,000 cheaper, I guess.
Yeah, so you add $2,500 principal interest. Okay, so okay. my numbers are right. Okay, so let me do this. I'm going to share my screen with everybody right now. So that way we can just really do this the right way. Let me just do this. Let me take this away. So you got a $376 balance, $2,500. It looks like you just made that $700 payment, just one payment so far, right?
I've done it for 2 months. I've done the
So you did
set it up again because I had to do it myself.
Okay, so you did $3,000 so far towards your principal balance.
Yeah, let me see. Previous escrow. Principal balance so far, I've put down year to date $6,000
on your principal. Okay. Yep.
And then so it's all $13,000 in interest.
Okay.
$7,000 in escrow, total $26,000.
Okay. So, all right. Okay. So you know what I'm going to do? So let's do. So you're doing $3,000 a month. Okay. Let me break this down. So if you did, so this is your current, right? And you're doing a principal reduction at $700. So let's just do, you say you did $3,000 so far. So let's just make it an even $1,500. Let's do $700. So let's just do $1,500 a month that you're doing currently on your current mortgage, right? And let's now look at that. Instead of you putting that $1,500 a month into your principal balance, if you were to put that $1,500 a month into an investment account, making a 10% return, right? And from what ChatGPT was telling you, you would, if you did this for 10 years, your mortgage would be paid off. Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's mark this. So let's make this a 10-year. Okay. So let's compare current mortgage to the 30-year mortgage. Let's do that. Okay. All right. So I'm doing this on the fly, y'all, so forgive me.
Or would another way to look at it, say in my total balance, my interest rate, I pay $2,000 a month. Would I have to make more trading stocks guaranteed than $2,000 a month in a way?
Yeah, I mean, if you're trading, you're definitely going to make more money if you're trading, right? Mm-hmm. What I'm speaking about is just pure long-term investments, mm-hmm. right? Trying to take some of the risk out of it. Mm-hmm. But at your current, I'm going to share my screen so you guys can see what I'm looking at real quick. Share screen. Okay. All right. Can you see my screen, bro?
Yep.
All right. So I'm looking at, let me go to the more info here. So your current mortgage, you started at 450. You got a principal and interest payment. If you're putting down a reinvestment of $1,500 a monthly, basically you're paying off that mortgage in 11 years.
Okay.
Right. 11.25 years. Right. Uh-huh. Now, obviously I'm doing as a monthly. ChatGPT is telling you bi-weekly. So there will be some months of the year that you have three payments in a month.
So it
could be closer to 10 years if you accumulate that. So, I mean, look, in 10 years, you're paying this off. You're going to beat the interest trap by a lot, right? But in that same time, and again, I'm only doing this $1,500 as a monthly, not a bi-weekly, but if you follow the same bi-weekly pattern, because I think twice in a year you have three.
In cybersecurity, speed isn't just an advantage, it's survival. SOC Radar is your early warning system against hackers. SOC Radar continuously monitors the external threat landscape, so cyber threats hit your radar before they hit your business. But it doesn't stop there. SOC Radar empowers your company with proactive exposure management, actionable insights that help you stay ahead of cyber criminals and minimize business impact. And with SOC Radar's holistic exposure management, you get complete visibility, attack surface monitoring, dark web monitoring, threat intelligence, and brand protection are all unified in one powerful platform. SOC Radar isn't just another tool. It's your frontline defense in a world where threats never sleep. Start your free trial at socradar.io/podcast. That's socradar.io/podcast. Don't wait.
You have 5 weeks in the month, twice a year. So that will add more money to this. But if you invested this money into S&P 500, making a minimum 10% annually, over that same 10 years, you will have $348,000 liquid. So, me personally, like, what's your ultimate goals, bro? What's your ultimate goals with real estate investing? What are your overall goals?
Kind of like leverage it. I have a barbershop and I'm opening my second one. So just keep opening more barbershops and eventually own them. So kind of use my house as leverage against everything and just kind of keep stacking up with it in a way.
Okay. How old are you?
27.
27. 27. What if you did something that's more hybrid, right? Because it sounds like you definitely can afford to pay this money, right? Mm-hmm. You want to continue to invest into your business, and you want to continue to scale. Why not do a combination of the two? Why not, instead of paying $3,000, why not pay half towards your principal balance, half towards investing. You're still saving a shitload of interest, right? And as you get tax refunds and things of that nature, you can always make principal payments, lump sum payments as well to your principal balance. But one thing I am afraid of with this, how aggressive you are, especially being the fact that you're sitting at a 7% interest rate and you have a conventional mortgage. Right now you have PMI. Obviously, if you keep paying down the way it is, the PMI is going to go away. But interest rates hit 5%, 5.5%, you're going to want to refinance, right? And you're going to want to get that lower rate. So if you were to refinance, let's just say in a year from now, when you pay closing costs, that closing cost obviously can get rolled into the mortgage or you can pay out of pocket. It makes more sense to roll it back into the mortgage. But now you're looking at, you know, if you take another 30-year fix, now you're starting all over again, right? And then now a lot of that money that you pay down is going to be soaked up by closing costs. So I will look at, me personally, if I was in your shoes, especially since you just purchased this house, your first, but you haven't even been there a year yet, I probably would lean more towards investing, especially the way the stock market has been up and down this year. There's opportunities for you to get in and get some good entry points and make a faster return on that money. I kind of would do that over the next year. And I would look at potentially when it's time to refinance, I would probably just drop my term from a 30-year to a 20 or 15-year mortgage. Because it's doing the same thing, right? Okay. Like, so for example, let's look at the numbers, right? Let me just show you exactly what I'm talking about. So let's say if you're in the same situation, you got a 450 valuation on the home. Let's look at a potential refi. I'm gonna name this potential refi. Okay. So 450 value. You have a 376 value right now, 376 loan amount right now today. Let's say you refinance at, you at 7%. So let's just say you refinance at 5.5% on a 20-year mortgage, right? 376, 5.5 interest rate. Okay, let me see. These numbers are looking like, because you're paying right now 35 plus your 15. So you're paying about $5,000 a month right now, correct?
Yep.
You're paying about $5,000 a month anyway. So let's do this. Let me adjust this. Let me take this monies out of here. And I'm gonna take away all the reinvestment strategy for now, just so we can just compare everything as is. Okay, so let's do current mortgage 20-year. Okay. So let's do this. So now oh, shit, it didn't pick it up. Hold on a second. Presentation, current.
Or what would you say with about an extra $5,000 to $6,000 a month? What would you spread it out in how many baskets? Like if you say maybe take a little bit less over the payment and do half and half, would you do crypto, stocks, and gold over so many things? My biggest thing is I just had so much extra, not cash, but I wanted to level out everything over each basket in a way. Where nothing was kind of, and I just had too much cash. So I was like, I should put the cash into the house in a way and restart again on cash.
I would diversify it between principal pay down, crypto, stocks, long terms, options, short term trades.
Yeah, I've been doing long term options in a way. I've been trying to learn it.
Yeah, so I would diversify. Hold on, I'm just waiting for my damn system to catch up to where I'm at. But I personally would, I would diversify.
Do you have a method when it comes to stock options? I've been, I wouldn't know if it's called lucky or what. I've been dabbling with it. I have a bunch of SoFi calls, 2027, that are up 2,000, 3,000. They're up crazy, but I'm like, man, same way. I've been using ChatGPT to kind of help me, and it's saying hold them in a way. So I've been trying to buy 2026 calls, just buying a little bit more. But I have calls that are 2027 that are up crazy, but I just don't know what's like the average percent that you're like, man, that's too good to not take in a way, versus let it ride out and hold for the future in a way too.
I think everybody has a different risk tolerance when it comes to stuff like that. Me personally, once I start seeing, you know, and again, it depends on what I'm, what my play is and how long my contract is. But once I start seeing a couple hundred in a return, you know, for me, I'm taking my money and I'm running. Because as quick as you up, as quick as you can go down in that game. So that's just me personally. You have to determine what your risk tolerance is when it comes to that. There's a lot of people out here that's teaching this at a very high level. Then I could probably give you that explanation. You know, you got the Chris Sains, you got Trap.
I watch Chris Sains daily, and I'm like, right? Man.
Yeah, you got Market Mondays. I mean, you got so many different outlets that kind of break down exit points and when you should do it. Me personally, once I get to a certain number, I'm fine. I just want to keep going, and because I'm looking at what's my overall annualized return, right? What's my overall annualized return of me doing a deal? I mean, not doing a deal, of me and my option plays. So that's what I'm looking at. I'm just trying to stay as positive as I possibly can. That makes sense.
Yeah, because okay. It's been going up and down crazy now that the market's been doing such high and low swings. It's up 10,000, down 10,000. Like, wow. But I'm like, I'm holding it for long term, so I'm like, I really don't watch it in a way.
Which is always good. I'm more of a long term myself.
But in a way, the call, so I'm like, man, how long do you hold a call if it is up? Like you said, these things, yeah, they're up like 2,000%, 800%. A lot of them are up, but I'm like, man, how long do I let them run? And then I'm like, man, I hate seeing them go down, thinking like, man, what was I shooting for? Infinity?
I mean, it's a good question. What's your targets? Right? Like, what is your goals? The best advice that I've always heard is people saying stick to what your goal is. So if you want to see a 200, 300% return, stick to it and just keep sticking and moving. That's what I like to follow, but again, you got to determine what your target is, because you keep holding to.
Or you hear the Chris Sains say SoFi to, you know, $40. So I'm like, maybe I hold to 40, but then I see them making, you know, millions in a day, hundreds of thousands. So I'm like, my money feels so small.
So you can't compare, man. These guys got millions. You know what I'm saying? Like, so like, and everybody, if you're watching, shout out to all my brothers, right? Shout out to all my brothers and my sisters who's doing it at a very large level, but you can't compare your money to their money. These folks got millions and millions and literally millions of dollars in the market. So you can't really compare. Damn, man, this fucking reinvestment strategy, my system, I don't know what's going on right now, brother. But my system is still buffering. It's not allowing me to bring up the updated analysis was showing what that 20-year refi would look like, but let me see if I could just kind of talk it through to you, right? If you're looking at a 20-year mortgage, your principal and interest payment at 5.5% would be 25. No, that's wrong. See, it's not updated because it's the same as the fucking thing. It's not updated, bro. But the 20-year, I say all this to say, let me do this shit manually, right? See, when technology go wrong, guys, you got to have your trusty calculators and know how to do this stuff manually. Let me just give you some math, right? Because me personally, at 5.5%, the way you're paying down, if you did a 20-year mortgage, 20-year term, 5.5% interest, loan amount 376. I mean, you're looking at a principal and interest payment of 2586. It's basically the same principal and interest payment that you have right now. Let me see something. 30-year term. You're at a 7% interest rate. Yeah. So you're 7%. Bro, this is what I would do if I was you. And I wish I could show you this right now. But your 7% principal and interest is $2,550 a month right now. Right? The 20% at 5.5% is at $2,500 a month. So we're talking about entry points, right? Your target on mortgage rates should be to refinance to a 20-year to get at least a minimum of a 5.5% interest rate, because you're paying the exact same payment that you're paying right now, and you will pay off your mortgage in 20 years without making any additional extra principal payments. And if you were to make additional extra principal and payments, let's just say if you did the same thing that you're doing right now. Fuck, I can't get into this investment strategy. I don't know what the hell is going on. But if you did the same principal and interest, I mean, that principal payment that you're doing right now, I mean, bro, you will probably pay this shit off in like 7-8 years. But again, I would look at not paying so much down today on your mortgage. I will wait for the opportunity to refinance, which that opportunity is going to come up before you hit your year mark. I will put more of my money, if I was in your shoes, into the market, because you're going to make more money doing that right now, right? And when the opportunity comes up to refinance, I would refinance into a 20-year mortgage at the minimum of a 5.5% interest rate.
Gotcha.
Minimum 5% interest rate is what I would be looking at.
You wouldn't do it multiple times? Say it's at 7. If it gets to 6, do it, and then try to do it again and slowly do it.
Closing costs.
You'll pay that much more closing costs.
You got closing costs in both angles. Mm-hmm. So for me, I wouldn't do that just because of the closing cost factor. Because you got to remember, closing cost is typically 5% of your loan amount. So, damn, I don't know what the hell is going on, y'all. I wish I can show y'all this shit, but it's not doing what I needed to do right now. But I'm just telling you the numbers mainly, right? $2,500, 7%, 5.5%, 20-year. That's the number. I would not go from 7 to 6, pay 15,000, 20,000 in closing fees. And then 6 months later, a year later, pay another 20,000 in closing fees to go a half a point or a point lower. I would target that 5.5. And look, we're not too far off from a 5.5 on a 20-year mortgage right now. We're probably right around, with good credit, good loan to value, we're probably right around low sixes. 6.25 right now. So you got a half a point away. And once you hit your 6 payment mark, your 6 months or 6 payment mark, then you will be able to refinance. Right. So even if it comes up, May is around the corner. You're coming up in 1 year. So between now and May, there will be an opportunity for you to refinance and go into this 5.5, 20-year, you're going to shave 9 years of interest just like that. Right? Just like that, with doing a refinance, even if you're paying $15,000, $20,000 in closing costs, it's still going to be a lot less than what you were planning on paying. Because if you paid $3,000 a month, I mean, $700 a month bi-weekly, from what ChatGPT was saying, that means that's 26 payments, right? So you're basically paying the same thing, but now you're letting the equity pay for the closing costs, this financed into the mortgage. You keep your $20,000, put that right into the market, and now you cut your years tenfold just by doing a refinance in a 20-year. That makes sense, bro?
Yes, sir. I'm writing this all down, too. Do you see the 50-year thing happening? And does that affect everything else if it does go through? The 50-year mark?
If it does happen, I don't think it's for someone like you, because you're not going to save money. Right? I've been doing, since Saturday, I've been doing analysis on this. And the 50-year mortgage, if that comes into fruition, it's only going to save you about $100 to $300, just depending on the person, their loan amount, everything like that. But I was doing examples earlier today. If you go to my live replay, you can see it. I did one today, and I did one on Saturday. You're not saving money. To me, it doesn't make sense to tack 20 years of interest on your loan, spread it out, just to save $200 a month.
Do you think housing goes up in a way? The housing costs or housing prices? Does it make housing?
I think it will have an impact on housing, because most people they're going to get sold to think that this is like something that's great for them. Mm-hmm. And it will help more people qualify. Like, look, if you're saving $250, and if the rate market does go down, hey, that might make it more affordable for somebody to get in and buy a house, right? No matter if it's the right thing to do or not, in my opinion, but it might make it right for them. So, yes, I do think it would add more buyers to the market. I think it could have an impact on home prices in a positive way. But I think every case is different, and everybody should treat it as such. Everybody's situation is different. And I think from what you're doing, bro, and how you're aggressively already started paying this loan down, a 50-year is definitely not for you. You want to pay off. And where you are right now, you're already comfortably paying $5,000 a month when you have a $3,500 guaranteed commitment, right? You go to a 20-year, you save 10 years off just like that. And then now you can still pay aggressively. So now you can probably pay that 20-year mortgage off in probably 7-8 years. Or you can say, you know what? I'll let this ride, because, again, you're still in your 20s, you said, right?
Yep.
Bro, you can let this thing ride, pay down modestly, not aggressive, and invest aggressively into the market, so that way you build up more capital and cash flow. And then now that gives you an opportunity to go out here and reinvest into your business as well. Because if you're making money in your portfolio, now you can borrow against that margin borrow, and then now take that money to invest into the businesses and create more cash flow and pay back those loans with the business income that you're making from them. So based off of the goals that you had when you first came on here, you said, I don't think paying off aggressively is probably the right. That's not what I would do. Me personally, I would not put that money. I would just get a shorter term, pay it down that way, make principal payments. I'll make one payment extra year. If you make an extra $3,000 towards your principal balance every single year, you still probably pay this off in 12 years, bro. Right? 12, 13 years, give or take a couple of dollars. I wish my goddamn system was working so I could show you this. But you'll probably pay it off in 12, 13 years and call it a day. Right? Versus you sitting here and trying to, you know, break the bank to go do this when you can just sit here and go do something else. So that's my thoughts. What's your thoughts?
No, agreed. I was just wondering what you thought when it comes to, like I said, I have a lot of extra cash flow and I'm like, man, I got the house. I put a lot in the stocks. I put a lot in the gold. I put a lot in the crypto and they've all almost worked out where I'm like, what should I do again when I got enough cash? Should I pay off the house? I'm like, that's the only thing I really owe debt to. So I'm like, I should just kind of pay it off as quick as I could in a way and just be debt free in a way. And when I said it, when I thought I'd see almost I owe 2,000 a month in interest, I'm like, there's no way unless I'm very good at stocks, I can make more than that every single month guaranteed than just paying off my house and not owe any interest anymore. So that's
Well,
one thing I'm thinking too.
you can. I mean, look, you can make more than $2,000 in the market, just depending on how much money you have in the market, right? And again, you reference, several guys, and you're seeing how much money they're making is because they have a lot of money invested into this, right? So if you have all this extra capital and cash flow, and you want to do two things, you want to continue to invest and you want to build businesses, then I would focus on putting a lot of my money there. I'm not saying not to pay down your mortgage. If that's your goal to be debt free with your mortgage, by all means, do it. Do it smarter though, right? When it's because you're going to refinance. There's no way you're at a 7%. People you start seeing online, you start seeing on my channel, hey guys, rates are in the fives, rates in the fives. You're going to be like, yo, MG, how can I refinance? Right. So to me, you just doing that money right now, being aggressive with it, doesn't make sense when you know that refinance opportunity is going to come, whether it's 12 months, 18 months, it's coming, right? You get that refinance, 5.5 or lower, 20-year mortgage, boom, solves a lot of your problems right there. And then you just make one extra principal payment every single month. Your principal and interest payment on the 20 years, the same that you're paying right now. So you have no payment shock at all. And you still cut in 10 years. So if you make an extra $3,000 a year on your principal balance, you're still going to pay. If you go to a 20 year, you're paying it off 12, 13 years, somewhere around there. And then now all that extra money, you can put that right into the market, build up your investment portfolio. And
You're thinking, go
now
ahead.
go ahead.
You're thinking S&P 500, top seven mag. Like I bought a lot of individual stocks. Like I bought a lot of, I've kind of got lucky with a lot of things. I just bought them years ago and they've made good money. Do you think one stock or the top seven or S&P 500 itself or diversify and just get gold, crypto, and that?
I'm
If it
saying
was 10,000
diversify.
extra a month, what would you're saying maybe do a little less on the house for now and then break this 10,000 down maybe.
The
Do
break it
three,
down.
three, three in a way, or do one more, a little less, and then.
Break it out. Me personally, I would diversify it, right? That way you're not putting all your eggs into one basket, right? If I'm talking strictly investing into the market, I would break it down into a third if it's $10,000 a month. And I'll break it into the crypto segment, I'll break it into my long term, and then I'll break it into my short term. What exactly you're going to invest in, I'm going to leave that up to you because I'm not going to sit here and give you stock advice, right? Because that's not my expertise. That's not what I do, right? But it sounds like you're well researched and you know all the platforms, you're watching the guys every single day. So they give you entry points and they're giving you, tickers and everything like that. I would say just continue to study, do your own due diligence, no matter what anybody's saying. Do your own research, and you'll get nice with it. And over time, that will continue to grow and grow and grow. And if you diversified it properly, ups and downs are not going to really impact you in a huge way. But that's what I would do. And I would sit on here and watch me every day because it's going to come a time when I'm be screaming at the top of my lungs. Everybody need to refinance. It's the point. The mark is here. That entry point is here. It's available. And I think your entry point for a refinance is 5.5%. That's the number that I will be looking for. 5.5%. If it's 5.625, just depending on the market, I probably would take that too. But that gives you the same payment that you're currently paying right now. Cuts 10, 9 years off your mortgage. Just like that, you pay one extra principal payment a year, which is another $2,500 to $3,000 a year. You make that one principal payment a year. And then when you get stock returns, I mean, not stock returns, if you get refunds or anything like that from the IRS, now you can make the decision. Okay, do I want to dump more of my principal balance to kind of, move that repayment along faster? But I don't think you have to go crazy. to where you want to pay it off in 2 to 3 years, because that's a lot of money that you can spend in the market to make more money.
Gotcha.
Me personally. Chat, are y'all following what I'm going? What's your opinion? What's your thoughts to this young brother, man? First of all, I'm proud of you. I know chat is proud of you. You crushing it, bro. Where's your property at?
What's my in Nebraska?
In Nebraska, man. Congratulations, brother.
Appreciate you.
Congratulations, man. You out here killing it, man. I appreciate you coming on the show and being transparent and sharing your journey and sharing your story with us today, man.
Thank you, man. It takes people like you to learn from. Like I said, I'm a barber, and I just need people who are been in the game to educate me daily, and it's people like you to help me out.
Man, I appreciate that, man. I appreciate that. You got any more questions while I got you on here?
One last question, actually. Mm-hmm. Maybe two books off the top of your head that you might recommend that I could, me in the chat or anyone similar-minded, young, hungry in the game that, like I said, man, I want to retire young, but...
What we talking real estate? If we're talking real estate, there's only two books I'm going to recommend. My books.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
If we're talking real estate, there's only two books I'm going to recommend. Dude, I'll send you my books. DM me on Instagram, MG the Mortgage Guy.
Gotcha.
What's your IG page?
402 Fades. It's our barbershop page. I only
402 Fades.
Yep, 402 and then FADES, Fades Barbershop.
Fades Barbershop. All right. DM me. I'll look for it. Send me your mailing address and everything, and that full name, mailing address, and I'll send you my two books. But I'll tell you what I'm dealing with right now, right? If we're not talking my books, I don't make no money for this. The Science of Scaling, Benjamin Hardy. This is what I'm rocking with right now. The Science of Scaling.
Gotcha.
There you have it.
Yes,
my
sir.
Brother, hit me up. Shoot me a DM. I'll send you both of my books. And you'll get those probably, if not later this week, early next week.
Appreciate you, man. This is a blessing.
You've been a blessing to us, brother. I appreciate you coming on tonight.
Thank you. Have a good one.
All right, you too. Catch you. Shout out to Travion. Shout out to Travion, man. This was good, man. What y'all thought about that? Right? Let me know your thoughts in the chat. Okay? You guys are so inspiring. I love that for us. Right, I love that for us. You guys are so inspiring. That was just, I'm inspired, right? I'm inspired. I love to see young people get into it, man. This is some good game. Damn, too bad. My stream, I don't know what the hell's going on tonight, but Instagram, y'all missed it. This was some good game, despite this not working out into what I really wanted. But I thought this was some good game, man. Let me know your thoughts in the chat. What would you do if you was Travion? I thought this was good. I thought this was great. This was some good game, man. This was a good game. I gotta bring more of you guys on more often for coaching calls, man. I thought this was amazing. An hour flew by just like that. I did not expect the hour to go that quick, but that thing went fast. It's already 10 o'clock. Crazy. So, all right. I'm out of here. I'm going to put this on Rants and Gems audio as well. So make sure you guys download Rants and Gems on all podcast audio outlets. Make sure you download on all podcast audio outlets. Leave a 5-star review. Check the live tab for all replays. I'm coming back live Wednesday, 11 a.m. But you never know. Something happening tomorrow that I like, I might come on tomorrow night. So hit the bell for notifications, subscribe, all that good stuff, all right? I'm out of here, y'all. Matt Garland, NMLS number 58700, but I'm better known as MG the Mortgage Guy. Peace.
You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.